I'd like to call the Town of Discovery Bay Community Services District Internal Operations Committee meeting to order at 4:30. Roll call.
Let the record reflect that roll call has been taken and all members are present with the exception of Director Grooms.
Okay, moving on to public comment. Do we have any public comment? Hearing none, we'll move on. Item C, draft minutes. Let's carry that over until Director Graves joins us at the next meeting. And moving on to discussion items, D1, update on operations related to COVID-19.
Effective today, the health officer has adjusted their order to allow indoor retail shopping, business offices, outdoor museums, pet grooming services to be open, and it also allows for housekeeping and car washes, plumbing and pet grooming. It doesn't really affect us as an organization. I was hoping to see something in terms of where we're at, and where we're at currently is our community center is closed, except we do allow tennis courts are open, and they're open from 7:30 a.m. to we leave them open continuously now, including the weekends
at Cornell,
Park.
Okay.
At community center, we don't have the staff on the weekends, so we allow them to come in during the weekdays when Monica's here.
Okay, during business hours, they can get through the gate then?
Correct.
Okay.
They're still not allowing us to open. From this new measure, they're not allowing us to open up the dog park or any areas such as picnic areas or playground equipment areas, anything where there's multiple people could be touching those things. But we are looking at it in terms of they're allowing some activities when there's a cohort of 12 or less people. And so we do have some programs like tennis lessons and things of that nature that we could look at reopening up and getting some cost recovery back.
Do they know when they're going to, or have they given any indication when the next step in reopening might occur? I mean, you know, today's the first.
Actually, they did, but it's not promising for us.
Okay.
I think it has to do with allowing for more people to attend funerals, and I think that's coming towards the end of this week. So this was kind of a two-phase thing, but any major where we're in phase three and we're starting to see hair grooming and, you know, you can now go to the picnic tables.
Yeah.
They're not saying anything on that. And Contra Costa, from what I can determine, and I'm on the phone with the health officer every week, is they know that they can be more restrictive than the state requirement, and they intend to do so here because they firmly are of the opinion that what we're doing has kept the costs low in terms of lives. We've had like 37 people as of today have died as a result of COVID-19 in Contra Costa County. Relatively low number by comparison with other areas.
Okay, but the changes that these changes really don't affect the Town of Discovery Bay's operations at all at this point. So okay. All right.
Helfrich, I have a question.
Go ahead, Bill.
How does the curfew affect this opening?
The curfew in Contra Costa County is 8 p.m. So people are not supposed to be out and about outside their residences walking around after 8 p.m.
And how are they enforcing that?
Through the Sheriff's Department.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bill. Okay, moving on to item number two, discussion regarding Discovery Bay's November 3rd election of Board of Directors.
So that's coming up.
Yes.
We have two seats. That will be President Pease's seat and Director Mayer's seat. That will come up in the November 3rd, 2020 election. By July 1st, we have to pass a resolution that actually directs the election office to include us in the election. And there's two items that I brought to this committee. Just for clarification, there is an opportunity for the, first of all, there's a candidate cost and a limit to the, what the candidate's statement can be in the election materials, and who pays for that cost. And they do provide a cost sheet in the election materials, which is $304.20 to print a $250 candidate statement. In the past, in our elections, at least going back the last three or four elections, that cost has been borne by the candidate. But the district can vote to have it paid by the district. So I'm assuming that the Internal Ops Committee would recommend we continue business as usual, that that's paid for by the candidate.
That would be my recommendation, is continue our past practice.
Okay, yeah, and the other past practice that we have is what do you do in the event of a tie? And there's two allowable things to do in the event of a tie. One is to determine by lot, or to hold another election, and the date and times of those are specified. We've done it by lot historically, and so that's the recommendation that I have coming before the board at their middle of the month meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right.
That concludes my discussion on that.
Any public comment?
Will the district be putting out any information on how to become a candidate or what needs to be done?
Included in my staff report at the regular board meeting, which will be the middle of the month one, I guess that's the 17th if I'm doing the math right, there will be the election board packet, and it has information on there as well as what the town needs to do, and then there's information contained within that packet of what a person seeking to run would do in terms of filing.
Yeah, there's a packet that you can get from the county clerk's office.
Right, and you can go on their website now and get the and download the packet. But it'll be on the website as well.
Yeah. Our website.
There are as an attachment to my staff report.
Okay. Anything else, Bill?
Hey.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Moving on to item number. Moving on to item number three.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Kevin. The office gave me the wrong number to call in. I've been sitting on another line for like 5 minutes.
Welcome, Kevin.
I tried to call Mike. Nobody answered the phone. What are we talking about?
Okay, we're on discussion item number three. Bidders sign up.
I do not have an agenda in front of me.
Okay.
So agenda item number three is bidders sign up. This is for RFPs, and I'm going to let Yesenia talk about this. She came up with the idea and she designed this for the website. So, Yesenia.
Okay, so good afternoon. I'm not sure if many of you had the opportunity to take a look at the website in the last week, but we did add a link onto the homepage, and there's a post on there for contractors to sign up if they wish to be a part of our bidders list. This list is going to be used to communicate future projects that will require bids. Once a contractor signs up to receive emails, they receive an initial welcome email letting them know that we received their request. Then as a project comes up that requires bidding, all the contractors that have signed up will receive an email with a link to the page on todb.ca.gov website where I'll post all the requests for proposals or bids. If anyone is interested or knows anyone who might be interested, please sign up. We're excited to offer this opportunity to the community, and we encourage all our local contractors to register and get bid notifications. Is there any questions?
No, it sounds good. In addition to that, so any contractor that wants to do work for the town can put their name in there, and then whenever a project comes up, they will get an email that says the project's there, and they can get the bid documents from the website?
Correct. Everything's going to be linked on the website, so it's going to have the type of project that it's going to be, whether it's for public works or water. They can determine if they're suitable for the contract bid, and then it's going to have information about the project, the scope of work that we are recommending, requesting, and then also the bidder's form where they can fill that out and turn that back into us.
Perfect.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you know note the time of Director Graves.
Yes, 4:38.
4:38, thank you.
Perfect, okay. Kevin, you have any questions?
Not about that item, but I would sure like to review the first two items so I can know what happened.
Sure.
I'll be happy to give a brief recap on those. So, Director Graves, basically there is some relaxing of the COVID-19 standards by the health officer today, but only to the extent that it now allows for indoor retail shopping, business offices, outdoor museums, pet grooming, allowing housekeeping, car washes, plumbing, and pet grooming. None of these really affect us at the town in terms of our open space and our playgrounds and parks. We're still waiting to see if there's any movement on that. So despite some openings, as I just described, we still have to keep our dog park closed. We have to keep our picnic areas and our high-touch services, such as our playground equipment, water fountains, restrooms, and things of that nature, closed. And we do, however, allow tennis play, which is authorized at the community center during the weekdays, during normal business hours. And then we're allowing for pickleball play over at Cornell Park, and that's open basically all through the week and through the weekend. Do you have any questions?
Have they said where the, because we're getting a lot of questions about the dog park, have they said where, what phase that they expect something like a dog park to be opened up?
No, they have not, and they're taking the position of being more restrictive than the governor. So even the governor can open up some of these things, and it doesn't matter. The health officer of Contra Costa County can be more restrictive in their opening of things than they intend to be. So they haven't given us the answers. They haven't given us any indication of when they're going to have movement on that. They did say that you can't have 100 protesters. That's authorized, but no more than 100 protesters.
So if we want to bring our dogs down and protest, we can do that.
On leash.
And 6 feet apart.
All right, what's next?
Okay, the next thing was just to let, as you know, the director, President Pease and Director Mayor's position are coming up for re-election on November 3rd. I will be putting on the next board meeting on the 17th. The election resolution that's required by the county in order to have those positions posted and part of the election process. There were two items that I discussed with Director Lee, and that was our past practice has been to, if there is a tie, to determine the outcome by lot as opposed to another runoff election, but that is a choice that exists. But we've always done it by lot in the past. And the other thing we've done in the past is required that the candidate pay for the candidate statement, though the board can approve having the district pay for the candidate statement, which is up to 250 words. So I just wanted to let you know, recommend otherwise, that's going to be continue to be the recommendation that I bring before the board at that meeting.
Yeah, that's correct, because you don't have to have a candidate statement. It's optional.
That's correct.
Yep.
So it should not be paid for by the district. I agree. Okay. Thank you for the update. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any, let's see, do we have any future agenda items, Kevin?
Not for me at this point.
Okay.
Can I just add to the minutes that I apologize for not being able to be there, but I've been deployed for civil unrest with the National Guard. Apologize for being late, but I was given the incorrect call-in information, and so I'm sorry to have disturbed the meeting, but thank you for giving me the updates.
Hey, thank you for making the effort to get here. And I continued the approval of the minutes till the next meeting to give you an opportunity to take a look at it. No rush on that issue. So,
thank you very much.
Okay. So with that, I'll adjourn the meeting at 4:45.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.